It's time to take a look at our head-to-head matchups for Sunday when the Eagles go to Arizona to play the Cardinals. It's a matchup of a couple of unbeaten birds. Let's begin with the quarterback position and Michael Vick and Kevin Cobb. Adam Kaplan, the numbers suggest that Michael Vick has a huge advantage, but the one stat that jumps out, no turnovers for Cobb.
It's a little hard to believe. I thought the Patriots would get to him last week. I thought, he did a great job. What we didn't mention earlier was that Cobb came off the bench for one series against Seattle. He was terrific. But last week, they didn't get to him. He's not turned it over yet, but I think he will this week.
All right, so that is Kevin Cobb and Michael Vick. Certainly Vick, the more dynamic player. How about at the running back position, the Eagles are all about LeSean McCoy, who's been productive, but again, the turnover bug biting him, and Beanie Wells, Adam, just hasn't gotten on track this year.
No, and he didn't have a lot of work in training camp or the preseason. I don't think there's any question it has impacted his ability to run the football. And I thought last week, I thought the Ravens did a great job against McCoy. They took away his cutback runs. That is how you kill his explosive plays. You take away the cutback.
All right. Now let's shift it over to the other side of the football, where both the Eagles and the Cardinals have had a lot of success, and that's really the reason both teams are 2-0 entering week 3 of this 2012 season. Let's spend some time here, Adam. The Cardinals giving up a little bit more in the passing game, but they have been really, really good against Seattle's run game and then the New England Patriots run game. What do you make of this matchup?
And I think they did a good job against Marshawn Lynch. I thought they did a really good job of controlling the big runs. And then Stephen Ridley, who was like the darling of actually fantasy football, he was tremendous in the preseason. They did a good job against him. That was a surprise to me. So they clearly, playing that 3-4, they execute. They're very physical. And remember, Ray Horton, their D coordinator, he's taking the same scheme that they had in Pittsburgh.
So the Eagles' defense, I think, should match up well against the Arizona Cardinals' offense. You feel the same way?
Oh, yeah. They don't have to blitz. I think the wide nine will work against the Cardinal offensive line.
And that is our head-to-head matchup for week 3, the Eagles and the Cardinals.